We're really looking forward to our conversation coming up right now. Tomahawk native Paul Anzek is joining us on the radio. Paul, good to have you along. Good morning.
Buddy, it's good to talk to you, man. It really is. I remember listening to you when I was younger. I used to work up at Arbor's Mink Ranch, and
sure.
and we would listen to you in the break room. So, yeah.
Well, great
to hear your voice.
Hey, good to be able to be heard, that's for sure, Paul. Now, you are a 1987 graduate of Tomahawk High School, huh? Remember the class of 87?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Everybody from that class seems to have I don't know, we were different, you know what I mean? We were different back then. We all got along and had a great time.
Yeah, exactly. Again, you spent a lot of years in Tomahawk. You mentioned you left, in the mid-90s?
Yeah, I left right around 94, yes, sir. I moved down to East Tennessee and lived down there for 24 years and then kind of got Smoky Mountains is not what you think. It's a pretty busy area.
Sure.
You know?
And kind of a tourist area, isn't it?
Yeah, very touristy and all that, and just kind of got tired of the people and headed west, man.
Sure. When was the last time? Have you been home at all since then, or have you been on the road since the 90s?
Yeah, no. You mean back in Tomahawk?
Yeah, back in Tomahawk.
Yeah. I'll come back there every year or two.
Oh, good,
you know what
good.
I mean? But I was just back there. I come through. I did a show, the Escanaba show for the Trappers Association out of the UP.
Okay.
And so I stopped in Tomahawk for a few days and visited with a whole bunch of people and all those Nokomis boys and all that, and we had a good time.
That's wonderful. Well, tell us a little bit about your association. Of course, with the Wisconsin Trappers Association, they have a fall convention coming up, and that'll be in Anago. And I know you're going to be part of that convention a week from today, huh?
Yeah. I'm really excited to get back there and help the Wisconsin Trappers out. It's in Anago at the Langlade County Fairgrounds, but it's their annual fall convention. There's going to be demonstrations. Trappers will be coming in, giving demos and whatnot, and dealers, and of course, support the organization, you know what I mean,
sure.
Which is really important. They'll have an auction, and I'll be donating some stuff for the auction, too, to raise funds for them. So
how long have you had the interest in trapping? I know that's one of the big things you do. You trap everything from, ermine to wolves and everything in between. How long have you had that interest, Paul? Did you have that since working at the mink ranch?
No, I started trapping when I was 10 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I trapped for 40. I think this is my 47th season, I think, or something like that.
Wow.
But so, nine states, and I'm going to trap Idaho next year for Pine Marten, so it'll be my 10th state next year.
Okay.
But, I started in southeastern Wisconsin and started trapping, like, muskrats and whatnot. And, you know, the big thing back then was to catch a mink. You know what I mean? I started trapping right at the end of the fur boom. And so there was, like, a lot of kids in middle school and, you know, that we're trapping also. So it was really kind of neat, you know?
Sure.
But actually you're kind of starting to see that little bit of that come back. Trapping has, I don't want to say mainstream, but if you look on social media, there's a lot of people, a lot of interest in trapping for, you know, managing their properties for whitetails or, you know, turkeys or, you know, pheasants and all that. You got to trap those nest raiders like the raccoons and the possums and whatnot that raid the nest. So there's a lot of interest to create a better habitat for your wildlife. So
sure. Now you're living in Montana right now?
Yeah, yes, sir. I'm out in my place. I live out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. My notes say living off the grid in Northwest Montana. So you're out in the middle of nowhere, literally.
Yeah. I'm about as far out as a man can live by driving a pickup truck.
Okay.
Nearest neighbor to the north is 32 miles. Nearest neighbor to the west is 21. To the south is 13. To the east is 8. So,
wow.
My backyard's 450,000 acres of the Kootenai National Forest. I live right in the thick of it. You know, it's pretty quiet. It's really nice.
I can imagine it's very quiet.
Go ahead. I'm the president of my homeowners association. So,
president and treasurer and everything in between. I'm sure.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Paul Anzek, our guest. Paul, of course, a Tomahawk native, graduating back in 1987 from THS. He'll be in the Northwoods at the Wisconsin Trappers Association and their annual fall conference coming up next Friday at the Langlade County Fairgrounds. So living off the grid, my gosh, what do you do? Does time slow or does it roll pretty fast in your day-to-day?
I'm getting up there in age, so time goes quick now. But, there's always something to do, I generate my own electricity through solar, and trust me, I'm not no Ricky Meary electrician or nothing like that, but, I built my own solar thing, and I've learned about wiring and all of that, and so I produce enough energy to run chest freezer and refrigerator and everything I really need. I run Starlink for my Wi-Fi, so that's how you and I can talk right now.
Okay, good.
We don't get a lot of sun up here. I'm at 49th parallel, and so we don't get a lot of sun in the wintertime. And so I use a generator quite a bit. So,
sure.
Of course, heat with wood, and it's good living. It really is. There's always something to do, and, good living.
Now, have a family, or are you up all by yourself off the grid, Paul?
Well, I'm all by myself.
Okay.
My son lives about an hour away from me on a ranch over in Marion, Montana.
Okay.
And then I got family that live in Big Fork and Whitefish and whatnot. So.
Wonderful. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
That is really great.
Yeah.
Now, tell us a little bit about this Mountain Man series. I know that you've been part of that over the course of time on the History Channel. You are a true mountain man, I would suspect.
That's what they're saying. I don't know, man. I'm just doing my thing.
Yeah, and that your thing happens to be a mountain man, I would suspect, from all what we know in Tomahawk.
Right.
Yeah.
it's the best side job in the world, I think. I have a good time with it. It's a lot of fun. I like to entertain anyways, it's just a lot of fun. I get to pick the stories, which is awesome. They're not going to make me do something that I'm not comfortable doing or nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get to pick the stories and then we create another story around that and, juice it up a little bit for TV. It is TV. It is for entertainment. You know what I mean? But it's still, it's still real what I'm doing,
Right.
But, it's a lot of fun and they become like family, So like this weekend I have an event going on this weekend. It's the Wolf Creek Wolf Trappers Rendezvous. I'll have anywhere from 150 to 200 people at my house this weekend. Probably the biggest party I've ever thrown.
And, kidding.
Tom Orr's going to be here. Nancy Orr, a few other cast members from the Mountain Men show. We're going to have a big time this weekend, and we're going to have wolf trapping demos and stuff like that.
Okay.
So,
do you do some filming? No. Will you do some filming at that event too, or is that more social?
Well, I got a YouTube. It's called Montana Wolf Trapper, and I might film a little bit on my YouTube. But as far as the production company and the show, no, they're not going to film here for that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So give me your YouTube channel again for our Tomahawk folks to be able to check that out.
Yeah.
Montana?
Yeah. Montana Wolf Trapper.
Wolf Trapper. Okay. Awesome.
Yep.
Hey, tell us a little bit about now coming up in this next series. You're going to have some events going on for the next series of Mountain Men.
I'll be on. I don't know if I can say this, but I'll be on. I'm going to say it anyways. But anyways, I'll be on 11 out of 12 episodes this year.
Oh, awesome!
So you're going to see my face quite a bit, and I can't say what the episodes are, but it's going to be pretty epic.
Perfect.
It was some great filming last year. We had a great time and the footage is just amazing. So, that's what's coming up this year. I really can't say when they're going to air. I know everybody's asking me and I can't say that. I'm sworn to secrecy. So.
Yeah. Well, we'll check the History Channel out and, be watching for the Mountain Man, including Tomahawk's Paul Anzek will be part of that event coming up here. And I suspect that'll be the fall sometime, huh, Paul?
Yeah, it'll be in the fall. It'll be sooner than you think.
Okay,
so.
Good.
Yeah.
Now, tell us the association that you have with the Wisconsin Trappers Association. Do you talk to some youngsters, too, as they have interest in doing what you're doing for a lifetime?
Oh, yeah. What's going to be fun is I have a demo on Friday. Usually I do like a trapping demo on how to, whether it's trapping wolves or or, you know, coyotes or whatever, or even muskrat, mink, or whatever. But so my demo, they asked me to do a demo on basically my life as far as a trapper. I've done just a little bit about everything under the sun that has to do with trapping. Mm-hmm. I even owned a business called Predators and Prey Wildlife Control. You know, so I've done all kinds of different things to make turn it into a career. And so what I'm hoping in my demo is to encourage some of the younger folk to look towards, you know, trapping as a possible career, because there's a really great way to earn a really good living trapping. It's not just selling fur. It's a lot of wildlife control. I mean, even out west here, I mean, man, they're flying and killing coyotes out of airplanes.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Crazy,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really fun career, and you know, there's a lot of different avenues you could take on it. And you know, I'm a guy that just barely graduated high school. I wasn't college bound, you know, at all. I mean, I'm not afraid to say, you know, but you know, and this has been a great career all my life. So I'm going to share that and hopefully encourage somebody to look into that. You know,
awesome. But, well, good. We invite everybody to stop by, and that is the Wisconsin Trappers Association Fall Convention a week from today at the Laidlaw County Fairground, and you will be there. Is there a specific time? Do you know? I don't see a specific time. Are you going to be there through the day, Paul? Or
yeah, I'll be there on Friday.
Yep.
All day and in the evening, and then Saturday morning I leave out really early. I'd like to be there Saturday, and I apologize to everybody that's going to be there, but I do Trappers College every year for the Fur Takers of America, and so I'm an instructor for that, and I got to be on the grounds down in Indiana for that.
Okay.
So but I'd love to spend 2 days, but I can't.
Yeah, well, we'll hook up with you at 4 o'clock. It looks like your presentation will be at the Trappers Association coming up a week from today at the Laidlaw County Fairgrounds. Sir. Sure. Hey, what is the hardest thing in your career that you've found to try to trap? Is there a certain, you know, critter that is hard to capture?
Oh, okay. The wolves here, okay, they're unlike the wolves that you guys have in Wisconsin.
Okay.
And it's just because the amount of pressure, we get to trap wolves here, you know, and it's the amount of pressure that the wolves are under. These things have, and you talk to any wolf trapper out here that has put any time, you know, putting steel in the ground, but these things are evolving into like a super species out here where they're so intelligent. They're doing some really crazy stuff where you're like, how did they know? Almost like a smartphone.
Sure.
Okay, so like you and I are having a conversation right now, and probably look on Facebook, and then there's going to be an ad for, you know, give to the wolf conservancy, or, you know, the save the wolves or whatever, you know, because we've mentioned wolves. It's almost like they're doing that. It's like they know your next move, and they're getting really hard, Mark. I mean, they're getting really, really hard, and which is not good for us, because, I mean, we're already having a heck of a time trying to manage these things up in these mountains anyways. Our access up here is really hard. I live around the Kootenai National Forest, and they're trying to shut down access into the Kootenai National Forest. If they go ahead and pass that, there's 450,000 acres where these wolves are going to be able to just hide and not worry about anything.
Yeah.
You know, I live in Region 1, Northwest corner, we're boasting around 500 wolves up to 80 packs right here just in this area. Our wolves travel in Wisconsin, they're about 40 to 60 square miles they live on. Here it's 250 square miles. One end of my trap line can be no snow, the other end can have 6, 7, 8 feet of snow. Just so many different challenges with them.
Sure.
So,
incredible.
Yeah.
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 Sounds like you love what you're doing.
Oh, I do, man.
Yeah.
I do. I'm grateful for the life I have, and I'm just extremely blessed.
Yeah. So. Well, hey, it's been wonderful to talk to you. Anything you want to add? Anybody you want to say hi to back here in Tomahawk?
Oh, man, my good buddy, Albert Ames. There's so many of them. I mean, what's that new bar north of town?
Loophole?
I forgot what it was. Yes, yes.
Yep.
We all met down at the Loophole last month, and there was like 50 people there. We had a blast. But old Arvid Ames, he comes out and hunts. He'll be out here soon. and bow hunting and such. But sure. I just love that man. He's the dad I never had. So
well, it's wonderful that you keep that connection with us here in the Tomahawk area. And sure, invite you to stop by the radio station next time you're in town. Look forward to visiting with you again, Paul.
Sounds good. I'm going to come through. Tuesday or Wednesday, I'm going to come through. So
well, good.
Maybe
I'll
stop in.
Stop in and say hi. It'd be great to see you again. So, Paul, thank you very much, and keep doing what you're doing. Stay safe out there, and I hope the traffic doesn't get too heavy out in your neighborhood.
Yeah, buddy, I appreciate you.
Have a great one, Paul. Thank you very much for your time, and we'll invite everybody to see you next week from, 4 to 6 with your presentation for the Wisconsin Trappers Association.
Yep, come on down, man. It's going to be a good time. Support the trappers, man. When you guys do get a wolf season, you're going to want to have a trapper as your friend.
Sounds good. So. Paul, thank you. Great to visit with you today.
All right, buddy. See ya.
Thanks very much. All right. We'll look forward to seeing Paul, too, coming up on Mountain Men in the new series probably this fall. So we'll keep our eye on that, let you know when the History Channel Mountain Men will be featuring our Tomahawk native Paul Ansek. So thank you, Paul, very much for your time today visiting with us. Again, Paul will be part of the Wisconsin Trappers Association Fall Convention, and that'll be coming up next Friday and Saturday. Paul will have his presentation 4 to 6 in the Fairgrounds at Langlade County Fairgrounds in Antigo. Let's see. It's 7 minutes now before the hour of 10. Alex is standing by. He's going to be taking over for the midday show. He's all geared up for Hatchet football coming up tonight. The guys will be on the road at Wittenberg-Burnhamwood, and we'll have the broadcast, of course, here on WJJQ. 5 minutes.